Listen. Let me take you there. Sugar pie. Sugar pie. Honey bun. Honey bun. Feel the vibe. Feel the vibe. Coming on strong. Are you ready tonight? Sarah and Chris, baby. Oh. The one, help me, ladies. Pick you up. I need some background, goddamn. Hold me. Guaranteed, baby. Hey, man, what's going on, man? Welcome to Ism Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We are live broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. I have my lovely lady co-host right here in the house. I have Miss Sarah. What's going on, Miss Sarah?
Hey.
And we have the lovely Miss Chris. What's going on, Miss Chris?
Hello. What's up?
We are good. Let me put on some Mackin' music.
This ain't Mackin' music?
Yeah, it is kind of Mackish, ain't it? This is that big bub. Let me put on some Mackish so we can really chop it up. Now, the phone number, family, is 818. Oh, no, we got Chris over here coughing. She's coughing like she sucked something incorrect this weekend. Oh, no, I'm joking. Chris, are you coming down? Who the hell is calling? Sorry about that. We got the office phone line calling. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. I just got back from North Carolina.
But talk in the mic. You got to talk louder. There you go.
I just got back from North Carolina, and I think I don't travel well, first of all. Like, when I'm traveling, I always, it's the air in the plane. It's like all that same oxygen everyone's like breathing in. So I'm like, well, I'm going to get sick.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we'll give you some Robitussin or something. Yeah. Now, what are y'all been up to? We did the show early last week. I was out of town. I went to Haiti. I had to go to Haiti and get it popping because we're doing a film down there. And we didn't do the show, so a lot of stuff has happened this week. What's been going on in your world, Miss Chris? I mean, Miss Sarah.
Oh, a lot has happened, man.
Like what?
Oh, God. I went on a date on Saturday.
Oh, damn. So, now where'd you meet the guy?
I met him at the Soul Festival. Is
that what it's called? Oh, yeah, the Taste of Soul.
Taste of Soul.
Oh,
yeah.
Shout out to everybody at Taste of Soul. I went out there and a lot of folks were showing love out there.
Yeah.
On Crenshaw at the Taste of Soul. We didn't get to eat a lot of stuff because those lines were hella long.
Yes, they were. Yeah. They were so long. But I was there for hours.
Oh, word.
Yeah, just walking up and down. It was seriously so tiring.
Yeah. I was, every time we were walking around, people wanted to take pictures and just a lot of LA love. It was good to be out there with the family and everything like that. So you met a dude out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. So how did that conversation go? Mm-hmm. I was standing in line for some fried fish and what happened?
No, he came up to me because he recognized me from the show.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. And so we were just talking.
Y'all talking.
Then I got his number.
Talking the mic, baby.
Because I got some game. Mm-hmm. I got his number.
You got his number?
Yeah, we exchanged numbers, yes.
Okay.
Because I got game.
Yeah. It ain't that hard to give a nigga your number. They'll
yes,
take
it
a
is.
Number. How?
Because you're a female. Like, I would not want to say, here, what? Take my number. I would want him to ask me and give me his number.
So y'all exchanged numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you called him?
No, he called me.
He called you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He was texting at first, and then he called.
Oh, damn. So where'd y'all go on your date?
Oh, we went somewhere in Culver City.
Like a restaurant? A bar?
Rush.
What
Rush
is,
something.
What is that, a bar?
Yeah, it's like a bar/lounge.
Oh, damn.
Ooh.
So it sounded like it was kind of a cool little day. How'd the day go?
The day went well. We had a good time.
Okay. What happened after that, mother? Y'all danced. What happened afterwards, though?
I went home. I called me an Uber.
Oh. You know, no sparks, no flames. I mean, nothing popped off.
What you mean? What you wanted to pop off?
I mean, well, damn. You know, it's the first date. Y'all met each other.
It was 2:00 in the morning, and nothing was even open for us to even do anything.
Shit,
extra.
There's always something open at 2:00 in the morning.
Like what?
Legs.
Ah! Oh, you gonna say that? Oh my God, I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh,
I'm done with you.
That's open right there.
Well, I mean, he invited me back, but I said no.
So he invited you to the spot?
He invited me to his house, but I was like, no.
That's good. Home. You know, a lot of women, y'all got to stay by the first date rule. Sometimes a lot of women, at least, you know, you save it for the second date to let the stank up out of you. You don't give it up on the first date if you're trying to have a relationship. If you're just trying to have a little some friends with benefit situation, you can make it do what it do on the first date.
My thing is, don't take me on a date. I feel like I wouldn't go on a date with you if I felt like we were friends with benefits. I mean, you're just a dude I would just call up when I need some.
There you go. See?
What we need to go get ice cream and hamburgers and pizza for? I mean,
that's true.
I could just call you up when I need you.
And that's true. A lot of guys got to understand that part of the game. When women just kind of want to be friends with benefits and they don't really want a relationship, a lot of women will decline a date. I've had that happen. I've had chicks that I met and I'm like, hey, you know, what's up? And they're like, hey, I'm going to come through. And I'm like, cool, we can go to the movies. They're like, nah, we ain't got to go to the movies. I'm like, oh.
So is there like a friend part? Like, what's the friend part?
Well, you got to be.
Well, if you're just coming now, through.
We say friends with quotes. You got to.
Oh, so you're not.
If I see you with a flat tire and I'm fucking you on the low, I mean, I'll help you.
I ain't about to give up no goodies and I can't call your ass for some gas money.
Yeah, or something.
Or a flat tire.
That's a friend, you know, an acquaintance.
Okay.
That you might get
but
it in with.
We all know that some dudes, they feel like, well, why are you asking me to fix your tire?
Yeah.
You get those after you done gave him the cookies.
Yeah,
so
because he don't want to feel like a trick though. You know, because sometimes
that ain't tricking. That's just human nature. That's what females and men do. I mean, men help females.
Yeah,
females get help from men. I mean, what the hell?
Because sometimes you have friends with benefits and they ask you for shit that, you know, y'all friendship ain't that thorough. I had a girl ask me for like $600 one time.
Oh, what?
Now, that's a lot.
She's like, hey, Tariq, I'm trying to do da-da-da. Can I hold $600? I'm like, well, that's not no $600 worth of pussy we've been popped off.
What if she said, I'm going to come by and, you know, get you together?
No, I'm like, no.
You would have still said no?
I'm cool. I'm like, no.
Tariq, you wrong.
No, but if we were cool.
What if she had to pay that rent?
Call the main nigga. That's main nigga money. I'm side nigga. You know, I can help y'all with some, with a gas bill or some shit just on some player shit, you know.
Oh,
but as
goodness.
Far as $600, that's main nigga money right there. You know,
okay.
I can get you a corn dog from the mall.
Shut
or some
ass
shit
up.
Like that.
No, but he did. He was like, you know, can you? I just not off no sexual stuff, but I just wanted to really vibe with you. And I was just like,
That's so.
I mean, I'm not saying that he was lying about that. I was drinking. No, I'm not coming back to your house. Like,
so when y'all hooking up again?
I have not heard from him since Sunday.
Oh, damn. Okay, and it's Tuesday, so all right. Well, so hopefully he'll call back.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, hopefully he'll call back and y'all hook it up because it sounded like a cool little
situation. Yeah, it was a cool day. Mm-hmm. It was cool.
That's what's going on. That's what's up. Shout out to the dude who went out with Sarah.
All right.
Shout out to that brother.
I know, right? Kudos.
And Chris, you just came back from North Carolina. Were you out there with one of your white men?
My boyfriend.
Okay.
No, I did see him. I saw him for a day. It was really nice. I saw his whole family. It was good. But I came to North Carolina for my sister. She got married.
Okay. That's what she's asking when she's with a white guy.
No,
I'm joking. But no, your sister got married.
Yeah, so I went to her reception.
And by the way, family, her sister is black, and her sister married a white guy, too.
Nice. It runs in the
family. I'm just saying, if the audience, that's what they're going to ask. So I ain't saying nothing is wrong with it. I'm just pointing out that fact. But go ahead.
So it was good. Nobody really showed up like she wanted to. She had like 100 people.
That's
set,
a lot.
And, like 10 people showed up.
Oh, damn.
Wait, oh, wow.
No, it was 100 people
so
invited,
sad.
But 10 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my sister had like this whole bus thing. And it's just like we've had like problems in the family of like whether like we like this guy or not.
Did mom and dad go?
They did.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was good.
So, yeah, his family didn't show up either, huh?
No, he's really estranged from them. So he like practices witchcraft.
Oh,
so
that's one
of the God.
It just gets better and better with Miss Chris.
God, yo.
Or like, I mean, it's Wicca. I don't know if you guys know.
I know about that. Same
so,
shit.
I don't know
y'all,
what that is.
Y'all will date a white boy with all types of crazy shit
no,
going on.
Not you, me.
But wait a minute. But what, didn't you date him before your sister?
Okay. So, okay. They were working together at Kay's Jewelers,
okay.
right? And my sister was engaged to somebody else
oh,
at the time.
Oh, gosh.
And so she was like, oh, here, I want you to meet my manager, and you guys can go out. This is before I even knew all of that. So we went on a date, a couple of dates, and I realized like that's what he was doing. And I was like, bye. No. And then literally 2 weeks later, she breaks up her engagement to her ex-fiancé at the time and gets in a relationship with him.
So they were screwing
right
so,
after.
So you were messing with him yeah. first, and then your sister started messing
but
with
wait,
him.
But,
yeah.
But do
yeah.
you think your sister was messing with him all along? Because like,
I think
how did
so.
That happen
I think
so
she
fast?
Like. I think she had me in like this pawn kind of game where she was like toying with the idea, but she was like in a relationship with someone else, and it was just
so y'all
yeah.
were
That's
y'all
strange.
Were y'all
That's
were
damn
double
it.
Bed wenching. Y'all were double
what?
Bed wenching.
No, he no. didn't.
That's y'all just no. fighting over a white dude who practices witchcraft.
No.
yeah.
That's
yeah.
some plantation shit
but
right
wait.
There.
My thing about it is, like, you know, a marriage is a blending of families.
I know.
Yes.
And
I know.
I'm going to tell you this because I go through the same thing with a family member of mine that married someone that we didn't approve of and actually had a really big family fight the night before the wedding. Mm-hmm. And now that she's married to this person for 20 some years now, it drew a rift between the family. Like, we don't get along with this guy. Mm-hmm.
Talking the mic, baby. Y'all got to talk
oh,
in the
bad.
Mic.
I thought I was
Y'all
close.
Be moving all around like we at the goddamn house. Y'all talking
so,
in the mic.
It's just like, you know, we're
and Chris,
not...
don't you put no damn germs on it. All right, go ahead, Sarah.
We're just not... It just really drew a rift between mm-hmm. us because
yeah.
that's her husband and then we're... family and our entire side of the family cannot stand this guy and she's still been married to him and it just changed the dynamic so I just wonder how that's going to play out for your family
oh yeah
now.
Like it was real bad like I can't even like look at her sometimes because it like she doesn't understand how much it's hurt me and I try to talk to her but she's like on her own grown woman
yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
she's
yeah,
in her
can.
20s she right. wants to do what she wants to do
she'll
and,
find out then.
But y'all stop dating these white dudes just because they white y'all date
what?
They, the
I
white
dude
dating
too.
Him because he's white though.
Because they be into all types of weird shit and white women be like I'm cool and the sisters y'all be ooh. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, come on, man. Y'all gotta charge that to the game, man. Oh, good Lord.
Oh man.
All right. So what else is going on? Let me get a couple of phone calls. The phone number is 818 family 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up. Let me hear from people in the audience with your questions. No dumb shit. If y'all want to ask some stuff about some. Black power or anything like that. Y'all call up to Tariq Radio tomorrow. But on today's show, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Sarah, what's going on? Give me one thing that's happening in the media right now.
So the biggest thing that's going on is the Drake versus Kid Cudi beef.
Yes.
So Drake announced that he's coming out with an album in November, I believe. But he released a song called Two Birds, One Stone. And basically, he dissed Kid Cudi really badly. And so social media, even his fans are like calling him out. They're like, okay, you crossed the line with the stuff that you said.
Because Kid Cudi is in rehab, or he went to rehab.
He's still
right?
in rehab
okay.
right now. And he will be performing November 5th. So I guess he'll be out by then. So.
Okay.
Basically, Drake, word for word, said... You were the man on the moon, now you go through your phases. Life of the angry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest and give you the tropical flavor. Still never been on hiatus. You stay zen and perked up, so when reality set in, you don't gotta face it. So he was so...
Okay, but that's the nature of the game, though. In hip-hop, man, you go for the jugular. You know, that people are being sensitive in a rap battle. If they're battling and they're beefing or whatever and cats get on that mic, everything is fair game.
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily a battle. I think Kid Cudi had released some Twitter blast about Kanye and Drake saying basically, you know, they don't give a F about me.
What is Drake's relationship to Kid Cudi? I mean,
they're friends and okay. industry friends, you know, okay. they're friends. And so is he, and so is Kanye and Kid Cudi and all of them. So I guess he was basically saying, you're not supportive of me going through this.
See, that's sensitive nigga shit. Okay. Yeah.
And so now Drake like, oh, you done brought my name up now. I got to do something.
So people are mad at Drake because Drake went in on his drug
use. Yeah, people are mad because he's like, oh, you're kind of downplaying depression. Depression is a real thing. That's what people are saying.
Okay. But the thing is, man, I'm from the Tupac Biggie era when they were going, talking about, I fuck your wife.
Yeah.
You know, they went for the jugular. The kid ain't yours. It was that type of shit.
Yeah.
You dig? So this is sensitive nigga shit. Well, you said something about my drug use? Okay.
Kid Cudi didn't say anything.
I know, but his fans are the internet niggas. The internet has a bunch of sensitive, soft booty ass niggas. Social justice warrior niggas who are just sensitive over everything. That's the nature of the beast. That's how the hip hop game works, man. That's how it is.
What
else is happening?
Another interesting thing. Jared Fogle's wife, everyone knows him as the Subway guy. He went to prison for pedophilia. His wife is suing Subway, saying that you guys knew he was a pervert. So why are you pretending you didn't know this?
That's crazy.
I kind of believe that.
Oops. Yeah, but how's she going to sue? I mean, hell, she knew he was a pervert. Why the fuck was she married to him? You know?
I don't know, Tariq, because white women, I'm not saying all, but most, they don't be knowing nothing until, you know, that somebody coming to take their house away and car away. They be like, well, what happened?
They be knowing them kids be getting molested. So. They be knowing. They don't say shit.
I don't be thinking so, because sometimes, you know, white women have a thing where my husband takes care of that. I don't, you know. So sometimes they don't be knowing.
They know when their husband be going down to the bathroom at the park and sticking their ding-a-ling in a hole. Well, the men are sucking it. They know.
Oh, my God.
They know some of the perverted things that white supremacists be doing. They know. Do people in your family know freaky shit when it goes on, Chris?
No.
Oh, please.
From my experience. But I don't know.
That's a crazy story. You know what? Speaking of crazy shit, the rapper Trick Daddy, he went on a rant today. Mm. He was talking about black women. It's a real weird rant that he went on. Let me play clips of the rant that he went on. And what's interesting, my homegirl Octavia, he went in on her on his Facebook because I think she made a video. Yeah, he started talking crazy and threatening Aki. And everybody who listens to the show, they know who Aki is. That's the homegirl. You know, Aki's one of the chairman of Melanoid Nation. She's one of the top people of the organization. So he went in on her, threatening her. And let me find the clip, family.
I see it. Tighten up before Spanish and white women take over.
So I'm about to play it. Let me play it. This is the clip of Trick Daddy, what he posted up.
These Spanish, these white hoes, they done start getting finer than a motherfucker. Y'all black hoes better tighten up. I'm telling you. Tighten up. Y'all doing all that extra shit for nothing. You're not achieving nothing, bitch. You get your ass done, your titties done, and you're paying $150 to get your makeup done just to go to a motherfucker, a local club, bitch. Tighten up, ho. These Spanish and these white hoes is getting very spiffy on y'all. They fuck around and learn how to fry chicken. You all, this is useless.
Okay. So that was Trick Daddy warning the sisters.
Right.
If y'all want a brother like him with lupus... Y'all better step it up. Now, ladies, is he saying anything that's valid?
Hell no. Hell no. I mean, ain't nobody even checking for Trick Daddy. So, I mean, nigga, bye.
Yeah, a lot of dudes, brothers, y'all got to stop. Y'all get y'all some Mexican coochie. Y'all fuck you a Puerto Rican, and all of a sudden, y'all start talking soft shoe coon shit. Y'all got to cut that out, brothers. And women, too. I get on the women, too, but I also get on the brothers because a lot of these sisters, a white boy lets you suck his dick, and all of a sudden, y'all talking that all lives matter shit. So a lot of brothers, black folks, period. We got this thing. Well, the minute you get sexual access to a non-black person, all of a sudden you think that you're some type of ambassador for black society and you can reprimand other black people and tell them what to do and what not to do. That's real coonish. And black folks need to cut that bullshit out. Let me see who's on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello? Hey, this is Curtis from Virginia.
Curtis from Virginia. What's on your mind, Kurt?
I got a question related to the Scottie Pippen situation.
Oh, yeah. We're just about to talk about that, but go ahead.
So if your partner cheats on you and you're married, do you charge them to the game immediately? Yes or no?
Now, it depends on the person. Now, and it's really funny style because there is a contradiction between men and women. I think women are more susceptible to a man going out there doing something. Women will kind of hang in there and stick it out. But guys, guys feel a certain way. If the woman goes out, steps out, the guy wants to charge the situation to the game immediately. And I know there's a double standard there. Now, if I was in that situation, I'm charging. I'm not laying up with another nigga's dick residue up in the house. That's just me. Just because, you know, when women do that, you know, you don't know what type of dude that's out there. And if this nigga's going to be scandalous, if she's plotting with him, you know, it gets into that type of thing. You know, then your finances are going to start getting fucked up. So it's a little different with guys than it is women. And I know that's almost like a double standard. What do you think? Sarah, if you were with the dude, y'all married, y'all got a few kids, and he went out and dipped up in a little tang, how would you feel about that? I know how you would feel, but how do you think you would deal with the situation?
Oh, that's so hard because you're married. So
yeah,
you're not like boyfriend and girlfriend. You can't just walk away freely.
Yeah.
God. I honestly can't even give you a straight answer because that's hard as hell.
Yeah, it is.
To just say, I mean, because you can't just up and leave, but you will want to.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, what would you do, Chris, if you were in a situation? What, brother? Okay, bro, thank you for the call. Let me talk to the ladies because your phone sounds like you under fucking water. But, Chris, what would you do? You're married to a nice white gentleman.
Oh, no, stop.
I always got to get on you and the white gentleman. So you're married to a nice Caucasian gentleman, and he goes out and dips it in with a white woman behind your back.
Wait, no, Tyreek, first of all, I have to go to therapy because, you know, we all have to do therapy after, you know?
I get Tiger Woods on his ass.
Yeah, actually, I would. I would actually do therapy.
With him or by yourself?
Yeah,
or with
both. So I think therapy is actually really cool.
But can you therapy away of a pussy, though? That's the thing.
Maybe. You can. I mean, that's.
Told you it's hard.
Tough, yeah, that's a hard
but
thing.
But you are married. And right. So I would have to. That's the only thing I would go to is therapy.
My thing is marriage, like, that is a serious bond. So, I mean, how could you even forgive a person for doing that? And then if I'm black and you go step out on me with a white woman, oh, I'm really about to throw some hot grease on your ass. Like, for real. Then we could go to therapy afterwards to help heal your face when I'm done.
But that's the thing. But that's a very interesting thing. See, guys, you got to understand with the Scottie Pippen situation. Scottie Pippen is worth, what, $50 million at least?
He got some money.
Yeah, Scottie got paper. This man is, you know, well-respected basketball legend.
Yeah.
Had him a nice exotic chick with a nose job. Mm-hmm. You know, what is she? What is that wife of his? Is she Persian?
I thought she was Spanish.
Yeah, people in the chat room, let me know, what is she, that wife of his? And the rumor was that she was messing around with the rapper Future. I don't know how true that is, but that is the rumor. But the thing is, and even if she wasn't sexual with him, I've seen pictures of her hugged up on Future. And that's foul.
Emotional cheating?
Yeah, emotional cheating. Because I'm like, I don't want my wife. We married, we got kids, and you out here hugged up with niggas? You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't even have to get to the cheating. The minute I get a picture circulating of you snugged up with a nigga, I'd be like T.I.
You'll be a little too close.
Yeah, like T.I. saw Mayweather hugged up with Tiny. T.I. is 5 foot one. He flipped out. T.I. went his ass up there.
That fat was, burger was done. Yeah.
T.I. was about to throw hands on a professional boxer. T.I.'s about that life. He said, where they at though? Two black eyes. Where they at though?
But then, I don't know, Tariq, because look, then did you also hear about Monique and her husband recently? She just did an interview yesterday.
I heard about that. What happened?
She says that, you know, my husband knows that I dip out, and mm-hmm. I know he dips out, and we come back together, and we good.
Oh, damn.
We dip out on each other, but, you know, we're good. We know that about each other. We don't hold grudges. We don't get mad. We know.
Yeah, I read that, too.
Who out there fucking Monique out there on the side?
And call Monique, up.
Wait, yeah, call up. I want to know the nigga who's fucking Monique on the side.
Are Will and Jada true. Like that, too?
They
I
said that.
Say, I don't, they never that confirmed too. It, but Monique has confirmed this, like, okay. 3 or 4 times.
I want to know who Monique's side nigga is. And I love Monique. I worked with Monique before on VH1. I love Monique,
man. She's so cool.
Yeah, Monique is the truth.
She's so cool.
Monique is the truth. But I want to know the side nigga. I want to know who the side nigga is creeping on Monique, getting some of that precious pussy.
I'm done.
Let's see who we got on the phone. More people are calling. Hold on 1 second. What's up? Who's calling? Yo. I hear you breathing, nigga. Hello? Okay, this nigga hung up.
Ooh, he got scared.
He got scared. Y'all, come on now. The phone number is 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. And, yo, don't forget, go to morerus.com, morerus, M-O-O-R-U-S, and sign up. Get your free Morerus account if you have an iPhone. We're getting the Android version popping now. We're getting that design now. But get on Morerus, M-O-O-R-U-S. A lot of folks are on Morerus, man. We got some good updates and upgrades on it right now. So get your free account right now. All right, let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, K-Flex?
What's up? Who is this?
This is Shiloh. I'm calling down from Daytona Beach from the Bahamas.
There you go, man. What's on your mind, Shiloh?
What's going on, ladies? Let me hear your voice.
Hey, what's up?
All right, nigga, you ain't got your ding-a-ling out. Come on, let me hear your voice. Nigga, take the lotion off your balls.
Where's some good places? I have two questions. Where's some good places to get chosen? And, like, what's some good things to do to, like, to get my mode peace crisp? Because I'm in college, but it's, like, slim pickings. Like, it's really, like, limited dimes down here, man, in Daytona.
Daytona, right. And you say, where's some good places to get chosen? Man, the choosing spots all over, man. I mean, you get chosen in the most random places, man. Being chosen is not about the location. It's all about your attitude. Because if your attitude is together, nigga, what are you doing with your phone? your phone is good, brother?
Hello? You can hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, my phone is good.
All right, you got a Bahama flip phone, brother?
You hear me?
I can hear you. No, okay,
no,
I got
no,
you.
I got it. You can hear me?
Yeah, what kind of phone you got, Shiloh?
All right.
Shiloh.
Nah, I got a 6S, bro. You trying to play me, K-Flex?
All right.
I got a 6X, K-Flex.
Now, you're from the Bahamas. I hear an accent. You're from the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You need to use that to your advantage, man. You need to have that player island swag type of thing that you lay on the women.
Why
see,
don't we wash out Stella?
Yeah, you got to use shit like that to your advantage, man. Play up your accent when you meet women. See, a lot of women like the exotic foreign guy.
Yes.
Yeah, you really play your accent up, nigga. Wear some seashells around your neck and all that shit, dude. I'm serious. Get it in.
And
when you meet women, you're going... Yeah, you take them to the, you know, the salsa dancing or the Bahama dancing things. And, you know, really play that up with the ladies. And, you know, you got to have the right level of confidence when you step to women. And don't look thirsty. You got to be real smooth. You got to have a real quiet confidence about yourself. And you'll get chosen anywhere. And also, you got to get another phone, man, because your phone sounds real goddamn janky. All right, but Shiloh, thank you for the call, brother. Okay, this nigga, he's loud.
He late.
Hey, make some women some jerk chicken or some shit, nigga. Man. Now, speaking of dating and all that, now, y'all two went out to the club together.
Yeah, we did.
How was that experience? How was it, Sarah, going out with Chris?
Me.
Uh-oh, why does she hate you, Chris?
Oh, God.
So, number one, don't show up drunk.
Uh-oh, so Chris said she showed up drunk.
Like, real bad. And I was on the phone, too, because I was trying to get my flights together. I was going out. I saw Sarah. I was like, Sarah, I was on the phone. I was drunk. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
It was bad.
What was Chris doing, Sarah?
I don't know. I didn't feel like she was that damn drunk, honestly.
Uh-oh, so you're trying to blame it on the liquor.
Yeah, I don't feel like she was that drunk. I feel like she was very coherent. She was trying to rub up on the dude I was hollering at. She was cock blocking on the low.
Well, you cock blocking, well, no, Chris.
It wasn't on the low, my bad. No. It was very obvious.
Chris, no. You were blocking?
Yeah, you were.
She was cunt blocking?
Yeah, no. You were.
Two other guys I was talking to.
Right, that's the whole funny part.
Oh, wait, let's slow it down. Let's slow it down because Miss Chris is being accused of cunt blocking. You're cunt blocking. You got cock blocking, you got cunt blocking. Now, Sarah, how was she cunt blocking? What happened?
I was talking to one dude on my right side, and we were engaged in a conversation, and then she's coming from my left, and she, like, hands him her phone, like, can I get your number? And he's like, what? I'm talking, right? And he's, like, trying to play it off. He doesn't, like, want to be rude. So he's like, I put my number in there already. She's like, where? I don't see it. I was just like, girl,
I was so drunk.
Oh, you go.
That's that white girl shit right there.
Yeah, that's that white girl shit. You blaming it on the liquor. So you were cock blocking, Chris.
I got all their numbers. I'm a friendly girl. I like to have fun.
Now you luckily weren't with no hood sisters pulling some shit like that. You don't pull. That's a violation of the game.
I mean, she finally told me in the bathroom.
Oh, that's another thing. Chris does not know girl code, everyone. All the ladies know this. When a girl says, I got to go to the bathroom, that means everybody goes to the bathroom.
And what did Chris do?
It was so funny. She was like, I said, I got to go to the bathroom. And I was looking at her like, bitch, bring your ass on. She was like, why? Oh, loud. She was loud. Like, she put me on the spot in front of all the dudes. Like, all the dudes like, yeah, why? Like, what y'all about to talk about? And I'm like, she was like, why? I'm like, what do you mean, why? You know what that means.
Oh, wow.
I don't go out that often.
Girl,
to gay
that's
bars,
girl code. That's still girl code.
Yeah, you should
have. That's girl code. Like, every girl's born with this code.
I haven't had a best friend since high school. Girl, I don't know.
She blaming it on everything.
You blaming it on liquor, high school, childhood issues.
You know, you kind of acting like white people. You know, white people never take responsibility for their actions.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
It's true.
My goodness. That's so Chris.
Look, and then it was time for us to go home. She like, bye, I'm out.
Oh, damn. She just boned out like
that? Yeah, I'm like, wait, are you going to make sure I get home safe? I am, like, hanging with this dude. I don't know. Like, you feel me? Like, you going to make sure I get home safe? Like, I don't end up on Forensic Files or something?
She did
text me later on that night and was like, are you all right?
Please. She was trying to get them leftover white dudes that was up in the club when you left.
No. And then that's another thing she said. She's like, I was whispering to her. I was like, girl, I'm talking to him. Like, stop. And she's like, but you said you don't like white men.
Yeah. That's my thing. You were like, I'll never date a white boy or something like that.
Yeah, but girl. Girl, but that's okay. Still cock blocking.
And Sarah was in there trying to get her come up on. Weren't you in there trying to hustle some drinks or some shit?
How dare you, Tariq?
No. Because, like, you know, the drinks in the place are so expensive. So I'm like, I'm going to pregame. And I end up drinking, like, all the whole bottle
of wine. I pregame, too.
That's
the thing. I had margaritas when I got there. And I had a shot of Hennessy.
Y'all
and I only
so
weigh 110 pounds.
Y'all so ratchet.
So let me tell y'all.
Y'all so ratchet and ghetto. They drink. That's some ratchet shit when you get drunk
pre-games
before you go.
No, I don't get drunk. I don't get drunk. I have a 2-drink minimum. That's
hilarious.
Me.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
See?
I'm so sorry.
I mean, I accept the apology. I wasn't angry about it. I just was side-eyeing, like, got to side-eye you. Because, I seen the story of one girl who ended up getting killed because she left the club drunk and her friends did not know what happened to her. They was off some, we thought she went to the bathroom. We don't know. And come to find out this girl didn't got killed. I'm like, Chris is one of those.
No.
I end up killed.
I know.
She won't know what happened to me.
No shit.
Right.
Oh, my God. I was with Brad. And right. I saw an Amber Alert on my phone.
And it was Sarah.
It was Sarah. Oh, my God. So the morning, I'm going to check on her. But right now, there's so much white cock here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Sarah, look, Chris is looking at me like, oh, why are you putting me out there like that? But you can't. You know not to cock block that, right?
I know. I'm not trying to blame the drunkenness. I'm usually really classy. For real.
Chris is thirsty. Chris is thirsty.
If my boyfriend heard all of this, I'm so glad he doesn't listen.
He's going to put some Wicca witchcraft on your ass.
He's going to boil her drawers in some damn spaghetti sauce.
My boyfriend doesn't do that. That's my sister.
Oh, well, so your sister does the witchcraft?
Girl. No, my sister's husband.
Oh, the husband.
I can't witchcraft.
All of them. The dude that you with now, he'll probably do some witchcraft on your ass. All right, so if he's listening, Brad, what's his name? He's hearing this and getting mad right now. He's getting pissed off. It's him. He's at home. Yeah. Fucking A.
Rocky.
I'm gonna fucking train. I'm gonna kick some fucking ass, dude. Wait till I fucking get out there, bro.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna train in MMA. Kick her black ass and that fucking Tariq. Fuck him and Sarah. Oh, your ass is grass, bro.
MMA.
You got the eye of the tiger on your ass.
Oh my God,
too much fun.
No, seriously, I'm crying.
Let's see who we got on the phone, man. Who's on the phone? What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? It's G out of Springfield, Mass.
G, man, how you doing, fam? What's going on with you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm only 19, man. I've been listening to you for about 2 years now. You changed my life, and I want to thank you for that.
Man, that's what's up, brother. Young brother, man. What's going on with you? What's on your mind?
Yep. I'm not sure what the topic is. I've been trying to call in since the beginning of the show, but I just wanted to shed some light on what happened in Springfield. There was a case that a man hanging out at a club, O'Brien's or O'Reilly's out in Springfield. It's an Irish pub. And he was beaten by Irish police officers. Well, I'm not sure if they were Irish, but they were police officers. And the pub is a hangout for the police officers. And the case, it was actually, it hasn't been brought to the attention of the DA until 2 months into the investigation.
Okay.
And the investigation of why the man was beaten is still going on present day to now.
Oh, damn.
I just wanted to get your intake and shed some light on that information for you.
Okay, man. Thanks for the call, brother. All right. That's something that we will have to talk about on Tariq Radio. You know, we're talking about some ism, and I can get into that on Tariq Radio. That's a little heavy for the show. But who else we got on the phone? What's up? Who's calling? Okay. The phone number, again, is 818-850-5404. Now, Sarah, what else is going on in the news?
Oh, man, it's so much going on.
I have something.
Miss Chris, what's going on in
Chris
the news?
Yeah, I just saw this. Amy Schumer, what's her name?
Schumer.
She always.
Yeah. She did a parody of Formation, Beyonce's video,
God.
And got so much backlash.
Sick of her fat ass.
But they are saying that Tidal did okay it.
I mean, they want that money.
Yeah, they want the money. Amy Schumer is corny to me. She's
so
very
corny.
Her and Sarah Silverman, that's another corny one. Do you like them, Chris? You probably like them.
No, I do not. She's not funny.
Is Amy Schumer the same one that was going at that football player?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was like, oh, he's fat-shaming me because he didn't want her ass.
Yeah, yeah, her and that Lena Dunham. Yeah, her and both of them were kind of going after him. But yeah, Amy Schumer, she's real funny style to me.
She did that little drunk movie, right?
Yeah,
she was I forget the name of the movie, but yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah, she's real corny to me.
I don't know why they find Lena Dunham and her so damn funny. I'm like, where's the joke? Where's the funny
part? I know,
parts?
It's that real dry ass humor, man. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Okay, come on, y'all, with the phone, though. Goddamn, family. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
What's going on, Tariq?
Who is this?
Yo, what's going on, Tariq?
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Yo, my name is Tariq.
Your name is Tariq?
My name is Tariq.
All right. Well, hey, man.
Yes, sir.
We twins, nigga. So what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, I be trying to get my Tariq Nasheed on, but, you know.
There you go. You doing it
hey,
on
man,
you
I
doing
have
your
a question
thing.
For you.
Go ahead, family. Go ahead.
Yeah. How do you find that balance between, like, being book smart and being street smart? You know, without, like, going all the way to the left. Like, without being too street and without being too, you know, book smart.
Yeah. Good question.
Or too, you know, like, you know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, very good question. And that's a very important thing for a lot of dudes to try to accomplish, because that makes you well-rounded. And that's a very it's a very difficult thing for a lot of people to do. You know, only a few people can really pull that off successfully, to have real street smarts and real book smarts. People like Malcolm X had that. People like Tupac had that. People forget Tupac was a very intelligent dude. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was very well-respected, right, on a street level. And that's a very delicate balance. Right. And I think that's part of a lot of the appeal that I have, because I can go on television and the CNN and hang with the big dogs academically and be on some street shit too, and hang and go down in the trenches. So you have to be in a situation, right, where you are authentic. You got to be in a situation where when you do deal with people on a street level, there's a trust there. And on the street level, man, you got to be the kind of person, right, to mean what you say and say what you mean and do what you say. That's how you get a lot of street cred.
Right.
On an academic level, you got to have all your receipts in order. You understand? For example, you see, the reason why,
right,
I get a lot of financing on a street level for a lot of my projects is because people trust what I'm going to do. They know if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. That's one of the main rules of surviving on a street level. That's one of the first rules a street hustler needs to know. Your word is your bond. That's an old cliche saying, but it's a very, right, valid saying, because on the streets, if people find out you're full of shit, you're not going to last on the streets at all. You're going to be a big ass target, because if you're full of shit to people on the streets, they know the minute you get caught, you're going to start snitching on cats. You're going to give up the whole block. So automatically right there, nobody's going to deal with you, and you're not going to make it on a street level. So you got to be the kind of person that says what you mean and mean what you say. And also, always have your receipts in order. Always have your receipts in order when you're dealing with anybody on an academic level. You always got to have your backup. You always have to have your preparations in order to back up anything that you say and anything that you need to prove. So it's all about studying and learning and being an apprentice to people who have more game than you, and studying under them as well. You understand? You still there?
Question.
Too much game.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
All right. There you go. I hope you soaked
that
up.
If
you can what?
Oh, yes.
No. Okay. Now, another part of the game is getting off that T-Mobile fucking phone you got, brother. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. All right. And maybe it's my line. If it's my line acting up, my bad. Now, what else is going on in the news? Chris, you got anything, Chris?
Thing with the Amy Schumer.
Okay, well, let's. Okay,
I got one.
What's going on, Sarah?
Jay-Z and Kanye beef. I think this is kind of funny, actually. So Kanye at his concert kind of went in on Jay and said, well, if you was my friend, you would come by my house and see if I'm okay. You wouldn't have called me and see if I was okay. And Jay-Z said, this is why I don't do that, because look at how you acting.
Exactly.
Basically.
Exactly. So did Jay-Z actually respond to
him? Yes, he did. Mm. It was very simple. He just said, this is why I don't.
Wow.
Very simple.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And I feel Jay.
I feel Jay too.
I feel Jay, because Kanye is one of these folks, and I like Kanye. I really like Kanye.
Oh, another thing. I'm sorry. Another thing he said too was, our kids don't play together.
Mm.
And you know what? I don't blame B. I wouldn't want my child around their crazy ass family. You got grandpa, mom walking around.
Yeah, you then got you Blue got, Ivy over there coming home like, mom, where's this woman with a dick walking around the house?
Then you got Black China that's now with Rob. They got a baby with Tyga, and Tyga's with Kylie now. I mean, it's just a messy ass family.
And they wonder why Blue Ivy ain't over there.
Yeah, right. Y'all crazy as
Lamont
hell over
Odom,
there.
He's in and off the pipe. And,
right.
You know.
I mean, and then they so disrespectful to their parents, too. They're always, like, when Rob was dating Adrienne Bailon, her parents met the Kardashians' parents, and her parents were upset. They were basically like, you don't need to be dating these people. They talk to their parents crazy. They be saying shit like, mom, you're such a whore. Mom, did you suck dick? Like, just things I would never say to my mom.
Yeah, they got the Million Man March coming out the Kardashian house. I mean, shit, the mama is black dick with mom. Khloe got two or three black dicks juggling. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. Not knocking you. I'm just saying. You know, I can understand.
As a traditional black woman like Beyonce, she was raised black.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want my damn kids around y'all family either. Y'all crazy.
And you know, I can understand where B is coming from. And so I'm not knocking the Kardashians. I'm not knocking Kanye. You know.
So some Kanye's people. Sticking up for, he got the cape on.
Yeah. See, Kanye, man, Kanye is one of these people. And I like Kanye, but he kind of believes his own press releases, so to speak. Meaning that, you know, they let Kanye go on these rants. Mm-hmm. And because people in the dominant society, they love black folks ranting about some shit that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. I think he kind of think he's deeper than what he is.
Yes.
That's the problem with Kanye. Yeah. And he think that he's so deep. How come everybody don't want me around? You know what I'm saying? And I, Kanye don't understand. They let him go on them rants because it's almost as a way to ridicule him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he don't be talking about, nothing. Like, yo, I'm the Picasso, bro. You know, peanut butter
like
and jelly. You know, you put peanut butter jelly together, you get a Machiavellian person like me, bro. What the fuck are you talking about? And they're yelling, yay, Kanye.
But you know what, though? Kanye's one of those people that his mom was the stability for him.
Yeah.
And now that she's gone, he's buck wild.
Yeah.
And as Kim Kardashian, she's not a black woman.
Right.
So that's why interracial dating for me is an issue, because no one will understand how to deal and handle a black man other than a black woman.
And Kanye, and let's go back to the street thing we was talking about earlier. Kanye ain't got no real street folks holding him down like that.
Exactly.
Like Jay is the closest, but they're, you know, they have more of a business relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Kanye didn't have nobody he grew up with to say, hey, my man, let's chill. Because Kanye, I think he was kind of a nerd or kind of a loner.
He was.
So you get a lot of dudes who are nerds and loners, and then they come up in the game and they, you know, pop off in any kind of industry. They don't get it. They be on some other shit because they get around white people, and white people ain't gonna give them no game. White people give you enough rope to hang your fucking self.
And that's what they're doing with Kanye.
Exactly.
That's why, you know, that's why Anna Wintour, because you guys know I'm real deep into fashion.
Yeah.
You know, the real fashion elite people in New York that runs New York Fashion Week, they cannot stand the Kardashians. They cannot stand Kanye's line, despite what the media will tell you guys. They cannot stand these people. I mean, Tim Gunn makes fun of Kim Kardashian every chance he gets. Okay, and he is the director of Parsons, which is in New York City. Okay, so he makes fun of Kim all day long. They cannot stand these people. They can't stand his fashion line either. They think it's garbage.
Chris, do you like Kanye?
He's okay.
How do you feel about the Kardashians?
He's okay. I used to watch their show.
Okay. The show is interesting. I mean, sometimes the show is interesting to see all the crazy shit they get into.
Yeah, I definitely, from watching them, have learned a lot about the human. a lot about, like, people and what people will do for attention and to feel. I feel like it's a study of, like, narcissism, almost. Mm-hmm. Like, just so much narcissism where, like, everyone has their thing, you know? Like, their drug of choice.
Right.
I feel like for them, it's just like that narcissism. Mm-hmm. And so
I agree.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I don't know.
Sarah, what else is going on in the news?
Again, with the Kardashians, Bruce Jenner wants to be a man again.
Oh, damn.
What?
Yeah.
Does he really? I heard that before. They said he really wants to, you know, take the titties off and.
That was all a publicity stunt.
You think so?
Again?
Yeah, because, come on. These people live for attention because they said that Bruce was potentially going to earn close to $1 billion with that move that he did by changing himself into a woman. He was going to get a book deal, a TV deal, like all this. And they were like, and then when it didn't pan out the way it was supposed to, you know, now he's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm.
You know, white people are weird. You can't. As black people, we can't get into their minds. Like,
that's
they are
so
crazy.
Sad.
Well, yeah, because he never, I don't
never
know what was, he
vibe.
Never really, you know, he was just Bruce Jenner in a fucking wig.
Yo, he was huge. He was like a linebacker in a dress.
Yeah.
Like
it was
Wesley Snipes and Tu Wong Fu.
And the thing is, they kind of shame people for not going along with it. If you criticize it, they'll make it seem like, well, you're transphobic or something. I'm like, no, this motherfucker looks and sounds a mess. No shade. No shade at all. But he's not even trying to be feminine. he's just walking around in a dress and a goddamn wig. And
I don't know what that all is.
Yeah, that's it's so like, okay, crazy. What the fuck? And whistle. Didn't they make him the woman of the year on some magazine or some shit?
That was a publicity stunt for your ass, okay?
Yeah, they always try to
But where the feminists at?
Yeah, yeah.
Why they didn't say nothing about that?
Yeah, it's hella deep, man. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello.
Tariq, what's going on? It's Z from Miami.
Hey, V or Z?
Tariq.
Hey.
Z.
Z as in zebra?
What's going on, man? I'm glad I got through.
There you go, Z.
Nah, Z. Yeah.
Z as in zebra, right?
What's up, man?
I'm good, Z. How are you?
Yeah.
Now, what's going on? Now, Z, are you Z? Z.
Listen, I want...
Z, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's slow it down. Now,
yeah,
Z,
I can hear you.
Now, Z, you're a woman, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you sound kind of studdish. You like girls?
Yeah, I called before, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm knocking with the ladies.
Oh, okay. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like that young chick. What's that chick name who got that song? I call it Stephanie. You call it Heffany. You
Yama.
Sound
like
it, man.
Young
Stop
Ma.
It.
Yep. Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
So what's going on, Z? How are the ladies treating you?
Listen, it's good, man. I no complaints. I'm in a relationship right now or whatever, but I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about your woman having a passcode to your phone? Because I feel like, nah, like, I don't think a woman should have a passcode to my phone. It's my phone. No, you should not have access to my phone. But then she's saying that that's a double standard because, nah, I feel like I need to know the passcode, her phone. So am I wrong for feeling like that?
Well, I feel you. I feel you. Maybe your lady's doing some shit on the side because when people are hiding them passcodes, usually they got something to hide.
No. The thing is that she feels like it's not fair. She's like, damn, well, why can't I have the passcode to your phone? But I'm like, no, my shit is going to stay locked. Your shit is going to stay open, and that's just how it's going to go. Sorry, it's a double standard. And she's like, oh, that's not fair. Like, that's a double standard. But I'm like, nah, like, I want my phone to stay locked. I don't want you to have access to my phone.
That's what she got a phone lock for that. Cause she
so
got
that's
some...
what I'm saying.
She got some big dick on the side.
No, her phone is unlocked.
Nah, man. Stop playing. Stop playing, man. Her phone is unlocked. That's what I'm saying.
Her phone is unlocked.
But she's tripping because she's like, yes, her phone is unlocked. She never had a passcode on her
phone.
Oh,
okay. So her phone is unlocked.
I have a passcode. Her phone is locked.
Oh, your phone is locked.
And she's saying hers is going to stay unlocked. And
mine is the one that's locked.
Okay, so do you got some other little side twang?
Yeah,
she do. You got some other little side coochie, don't you?
No.
I mean, yeah.
See,
there you go.
Yeah,
you
but go. The thing is,
we got
the thing is, no, it's not just that though. That's not the reason why. Because yeah, I'm messing with some other chicks,
on,
but
man.
I stopped. But it don't matter. I still don't want her to have access to my shit. I'm like, nah, my phone gonna stay locked,
girl.
But no, you can't. You gotta be fair about the game. You know what I'm saying?
You cheating and you insecure about her. That's
yeah,
why.
That's what it is. You think she's gonna do the shit you doing?
Right.
You think
I'm not insecure. No, I'm not
tell.
Insecure.
No, because
I got control issues. Yes.
Oh,
yes. I got control issues. I feel like nah.
Are you one of them?
Let her keep talking.
Are you one of them? Are you one of them abusive studs that be beating your chicks up? You're kicking them in the titties and all that old shit.
I'm not abusive.
Don't be beating them women up down there. Y'all studs be all rough. Like, get the fuck out of here, yo. I kick your cunt.
Oh,
now,
no.
What you look like?
Man,
did I ever see any pictures of you? What do you look like?
Yeah, you see me. I tweet you all the time. As a matter of fact, I just sent you a tweet not too long ago when you was you put out a tweet about what kind of question do you want to ask on the radio show. I just tweeted you.
I'm about to look.
ZPTA.
I'm about to look right now. Hold on. ZPTA. Hold on. I don't see nothing. ZPTA. Hold on. But my internet connection is a little janky. What's your Twitter again, Z?
That is ZPTA. ZEEEPTA.
ZPTA. Let me see. I'm looking. Okay, I got people trolling on my shit. Shout out to the trolls who's trolling. Okay, I got to block some of these fucking trolls. Okay.
ZEE.
Okay, I don't see you, sweetie. What was it about, 30 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to look at it. I'll look.
Hold on, let me see.
Tweet me now so I can
Matter
get
Matter of fact, I just sent you. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Let's see what's going on.
Just sent it.
Okay, let's see what's happening. I want to see what Z look like real quick so I can describe her to the ladies out there so she can.
I'm beautiful as fuck, man. That's why I don't identify with being a stud because I'm pretty as hell. And these bitches be ugly as fuck. Like, nah, ooh. I look good.
I got to see what you look like because I just heard in your voice I could tell you a stud just by your voice. I knew that. Okay, where you at, Z?
But I'm pretty. Okay. I'm in Miami.
You in Miami. So the chick you got, is she a Spanish chick? What is she?
No, she's black. African queen, man.
No, African queen.
Well, she's Haitian, actually. She's Haitian, actually.
And I hear an accent. Yeah, I hear a little accent with you. Where are you from?
I'm from Miami, but my family's Jamaican.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear that. I kind of hear that islandish sound in your voice. But I didn't get your tweet, babe. I didn't get your tweet. Now, let me ask you this, Z.
Yeah, I just tweeted you.
Now, how long have you been a stud?
I don't identify with as
okay,
being
look,
a
how
stud,
long you been eating pussy, Z? God damn it. How long you been eating? All this old,
five years.
Okay, y'all be playing these little psychological mind games with yourself. So 5 years, how old are you now?
It ain't no psychological mind.
How old are you,
Z? Your followers was trying to get on me like, oh, get this confused dyke out of here. Like, nah, it's not that. It's just I was not always messing with women. Oh. Like, nah.
Now, Z, are you following my main Twitter? Because I don't see you. I'm getting tweets from other people, but I'm not getting. At Tariq Nasheed, right?
Yeah, your main Twitter. I got you on your main Twitter, your official page. I just sent you a tweet. Okay. I don't know why you ain't get it.
Okay, because I want
to
see it.
And matter of fact, you replied to my tweet yesterday. Yesterday, you replied to my tweet. You put, she wants you. When we were talking about, I told you about the chick that telling me she keep dreaming about me.
Oh, yeah, but I forgot
you
what
you... replied back and you said she wants you. Yeah.
I got it. Okay,
see. That was me.
I got to see it again. I remember that. I remember that tweet. I'm trying to. I want to let the folks know what you're working with. Now let me look for it again. Z E. Okay, tell me your Twitter again. What's your Twitter?
It's Z with three E's. P T A. Z. The letter Z. Three E's.
Oh, I see her.
P T A.
I got it.
So Aileen.
That's her.
That's her. Oh, okay. No. Yeah. Okay. I see you. Okay. Okay.
I got dreads.
Okay, I see you. What's your body look like? You got some nice lips on you. Zepta. Okay.
I know, right?
Look, I know, right? Listen to your ass.
Nah, I'm short, about 5'1". I had a body picture up there, but I changed it.
Her voice don't match.
Yeah, her voice don't match the look.
I thought she would be like short and like fat.
now how do you...
No, I'm not
dark
short
skin.
And fat.
Short and fat.
Now, how old are you, Z? How old are you again?
I'm 25.
So you've had dick before, right?
God. Here you go. Why your ass always trying to be inappropriate, man?
I'm asking questions.
I've been with dudes before. Yes.
There you go. Now what happened?
Now you trying to get all up in my business?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to see what's going on. You got nice lips. You know, you seem like a nice, sturdy woman. I mean. What made you back up off them dicks?
I am.
Yes, indeed. What made you back up off them dicks?
It's nothing wrong. Like, that's the thing. That's a common misconception. People feel like, oh, you've been hurt by a dude. No,
I didn't say you were.
I enjoy the company of women. I really... No. I'm saying that's a common misconception. That's a common misconception.
People feel like
she got hurt by a dude. That's why she wants to be with women.
Listen.
But that's not the case at all. I just
you
enjoy
do have
women.
You, okay, you enjoy women. But do you still enjoy a little pinch of dick every now and then?
I don't sleep with men. I don't believe in double dipping. I don't do that. It's going to be either one or the other. And right now I'm rocking with women. I'm happy with women.
So what made you just give up the dicks?
So
what made you say, hey, you know, this pussy thing works for me? What made you say, I'm cool on these ding-a-lings? I'm good. What made you do that?
Well, it was when I met my first girlfriend. When I met my first girlfriend, after that, I just haven't been back since.
There you go. Now, what
I said is just I like women. I enjoy women.
Now, have you ever dated white dudes before?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. And so,
absolutely not.
And okay. I just like to get into the mindset of a lot of people. I just like to see what's going on with them.
I don't have a problem with men at all. Men, I love men. Men are cool, but I just don't date them and I don't sleep with them.
But every blue moon, do you get a little hankering for some dick in the middle of the night? You know, like, this pussy is cool.
Absolutely not. So, absolutely not. I don't play those games. Like I said, I'm not bisexual. I don't dibble and dabble. Like it's one or the other. You just don't do that.
And you're the butch in the relationship.
If I'm
going to
be a woman,
right?
I'm going to be a woman.
So you're now. I've always wanted to ask a stud.
I hate
this.
That.
I know. I know you hate these terms, whatever term you want to make up. So you're the one who wears the strap on. So let me ask you this: do a lot of studs? No, I'm trying to learn some shit here. I want to learn, and the audience, they want to learn. So when you use the strap on, what pleasure do you get? Because I heard a lot of studs don't like to be eaten.
Oh my God! Are we really about to have this conversation?
Yes, I want to know. I want to know. Listen. We family. Z. We family.
Look, the strap, when you use it, you still get feeling from it, like with the grinding motion. Yeah, it feels good. Like,
but
what do you mean?
But
you can't really describe it. If you've never used it, you're not going to understand. But yeah, the grinding motion feels good.
Oh, okay, so the strap on grinds against the clit.
Right. So when you're using it, that's what makes it feel good. And it feels good for the girl. And then you got some with two dicks. That's if you're really trying to make things interesting. But yeah, using the strap, it does feel good for the start.
Okay.
That's why they use it.
Oh, okay. Because I've always wanted
to
know.
And that's the thing.
That.
People are like, oh, people.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it does. It does feel good for the stud. Because people are always like, oh, studs are retarded. Oh, you're using a strap and you can't feel anything. That's not true. It does feel good. But obviously you don't use it. That's not your world. But yeah, it does feel good. It feels good for both parties.
Oh, that's interesting. A lot of women don't want to break it down like that. I've always wanted to know what was the gratification that y'all got from using the strap-ons.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely it feels good. Studs wouldn't use it if it didn't feel good. Yeah, it feels great for both parties.
Because I thought, you
110%.
Know. 110%. I didn't know if it was more of a psychological gratification. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know.
No. Absolutely not. No, it feels good. Trust me on that one. It feels good when you use it. And there's many different types, too. That's what I'm saying. There's many different types of dildos. Like, they're all tailored. They're all different. You understand? So there's some that might be uncomfortable, and there's some that feels good. But that's just the lesbian thing. You know which ones work best for you and your lady.
Now, do you walk around with your strap on all the time, or do you just put it on when it's time to
get
it proper?
Hell no.
Because some of y'all
absolutely
be doing that.
That's some weirdo studs, man. Some weirdo studs.
So you
that's
save
the ones
yours.
That really think they men.
Yo, okay, there
okay,
you go.
But my question for you, Z, is if you don't like dick, why do you use a strap on? Why is there so many dicks involved? Like, you saying it's so many, like you've used
because,
so many. You don't like it, so why are you getting a fake one?
Listen, it's just because a woman is a lesbian, that doesn't mean she doesn't want to be penetrated. She loves women. Like, when you're talking about the femme, now femmes love women. They everything about women, titties, pussy, that's what they like. They like women, but they still want to be penetrated. That's all it is. It's not like, oh, it's all of a sudden, because I don't like men, I don't want to be penetrated. Like, no, that's not how it works. Women still want to be penetrated.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Now you have some studs that.
Go ahead, boo.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, B.
No. What were you gonna say?
No.
Oh, I was saying now you have some studs that are uncomfortable with being touched. They're uncomfortable with being penetrated, and you have some that like to be penetrated. It just depends on the type of woman. But yeah, just because she's a lesbian, that don't mean she don't want to get stroked.
So
she doesn't want to get penetrated.
So
she just wants to be with a woman.
I got another question. Do you guys scissor?
Yeah.
No. That's another common misconception. Oh, my God. Then lesbians hate scissoring.
Y'all do? Wow.
Oh, man. Come on.
I'm telling you, lesbians do not scissor. I'm telling you. I can almost guarantee 90% of lesbians will tell you they do not scissor. Like, that's corny. Like, lesbians don't scissor.
That's corny?
That's corny. Lesbians don't do that. No, she's so not upset. That shit that you see on stuff, huh?
I mean, some of my, like, I have lesbian friends, and some of them do scissor. Like, I do have lesbian friends. I go to gay bars often, actually.
So those are probably two femmes. Probably.
I don't know, but no. They do. That's a part of it.
Right.
I thought they did. Because, so, like, okay, so, right. what do you do? What do you do, Z? Tell me how you get the mood going. So you be like, hey, baby. Like, just break down the night for me. How you about to get them draws? I want to hear this.
No. Yeah, yeah. I want to hear this.
Hell, man.
Like,
go watch some porno or come holler at me. Come visit me in Miami and then I'll show you.
No, I'm good, girl. I like dick. Like, you like dick. You like dick low key.
It's not real, but don't even worry about it. It feels the same way.
But you like dick though, Z, because then you wouldn't be using so many strap-ons. You'll be scissoring and licking.
Exactly.
Stop playing with me. Listen, you can say whatever you want. Okay? You just from the outside looking in, but
you're
so
upset.
It ain't no dick. My woman likes to be penetrated. Okay,
so if she tried to come at you like that, you'll be like, oh, no.
So, so girls, have they ever eaten you? So you don't like getting eaten out?
What did you say?
So you don't like being eaten?
No. No. No, are you crazy? Of course, I'm going to get some head.
Ooh. Well, I had a lesbian roommate. We were really, really close.
What I said was I don't give fuck. I'm not going to lay down and let a femme fuck me. No, that's not happening.
But you'll let
a nigga fuck you, though.
Game.
You'll let her eat you,
no,
though, right?
What?
I'm sorry, but you would let a chick eat you, but you wouldn't let her put a strap on in you though, right?
No, she's not fucking me. No.
Well, but eat. I'm talking about licking. I'm talking about eating.
Of course. See, look, I mean, yeah, you gonna get some head, of course.
Oh gosh.
Anyway, it's been real. Lesbian talk is done. Now I'm all uncomfortable with this awkward ass conversation.
We're just trying to learn. We're learning. Because look, don't act like seriously. Because like the gay community, they will attack us. If we ask these questions, they're like, well, you're a homophobic. You don't like us. You know, we're just getting some clarity because I don't know.
Yeah.
I told you my roommate was a lesbian, but I mean, she would tell me that she wouldn't like to get head. She liked to pleasure the woman. And she was a dom. Like she.
Right.
And she told me that she liked to give head. And she told me that's what she preferred. She didn't get eaten out. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. Y'all like so many different shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's the thing. Lesbians are, we try to be private about these things because when people want answers, they're like awkwardly curious. Like, so, do you guys do this? Do you guys do that? And it's just like, oh my God. And then, yeah, like, it makes you uncomfortable. And not only that, most people ask questions, they're judging you. Like,
We're not judging you at all. Look, if you like eating pussy, more power to you.
Yeah, we're not judging you at all, girl. Yeah. Do your thing. I'm like, let people do what the hell makes them happy. Let them do whatever the hell they want to do. That ain't my business. We just trying to get some clarity. That's
exactly.
All.
Anyway, thank you for the call, Z.
We
had
so much fun.
All right, take care.
All right, Z. All right, Z, one of them aggressive studs.
Yeah. She get mad. Punch me in the face.
Yeah. You asked me about pussy and my dildo, yo. Ask me about my strap on. I'm getting uncomfortable, son. Why them studs be getting mad when you ask about their little sexual practices? Like, I want to know if y'all 69. I own 69. That's some sucker stereotypes and shit. Ask me about that.
But I still don't understand.
My strap won't feel good, yo. I put it on. I wash it.
Oh!
I put a condom on it.
My thing is, why did you use a dildo if you don't like dick? I just don't get that.
Yeah, no.
I don't get it. That's just me. I don't have to get it.
Hey, but we love you, Z. We love you,
we're
Z.
We're just having fun, girl.
And we're just having fun. And Z, you know, deep down, every now and then, you get a hankering for some dick in your life. You know, fuck that. Hell no. I gave up dick when I went to jail. That sound like them scared straight chicks. They be looking like men. And you think they're a man until they say how many kids they got. Look, I got them so pushy. I got 8 kids. Like, God damn. I thought you were a fella.
Oh, Lord. My
God. All right, let's get one more call. We've been doing this thing for over an hour. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up, who's calling? Uh-oh, one more time. Let's see who we got. What's up, who's calling? Hello?
King Flex, what's going on with you, man? It's Knight. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, it is Knight calling out of Memphis, man.
Man, what's going on out there in Memphis, Mike?
Man, it's all right, man. We, we're just doing what it do. White supremacy at its finest.
No doubt.
But, man, I had a quick question to ask you, man.
Go ahead.
All right, so, I was a dusty, bummy dude, my lady, just falling down on my luck. Met this chick, she stayed with me, make a long story short, now I'm doing better. I got my own little business or whatever, but her attitude's changing. I've been with her 3 years. We fighting all the time. She feel like she just deserves everything. It's always a fight. What do you think that is, and what should I do, man?
You're not giving her no instructions. That's the problem. A lot of guys got to understand, if you're in a relationship with a woman and she's just nitpicking and picking fights all the time and just bickering about little shit, because usually it's about some little bitty petty shit, and it's a constant thing.
Right.
That's because you're not giving her no instructions. See, women need instructions. They need to have a purpose within the relationship. The relationship itself should not be a purpose. Within the relationship, there should be some type of purpose. Usually, when their children are involved, that's somewhat of a purpose there. They raising the kids, taking care of the kids. You guys don't have any kids, do you?
Nah, no kids. Man, you got it right on point.
Exactly. So since y'all don't have any kids, there is no purpose for her, and you haven't given her none. You need to give her some instructions, meaning y'all need to be building something within the relationship together. Y'all need to be starting a business. Y'all need to be writing a book together. There should be something constructive that you two are doing within the relationship that keeps her occupied. Women like to be in the relationship, and they like to be constructive. They don't want to just be there getting fucked. Whenever you feel like it, there has to be some type of construction going on in the relationship, some kind of building, some kind of purpose. So you give her a purpose, all that bickering and shit is going to go right out the window. You feel me?
Let me ask you this. So what's better, having a Chris mouthpiece or your pipe game on point?
Your mouthpiece, dude. Because the thing is, just dick alone, that ain't it. Women are psychologically turned on by dudes. Doing all those acrobatics in the bed and all that shit, that ain't nothing. That ain't no, women get tired of that shit. They like it, but you got to have more of a psychological connection with the woman. You understand? You can get a woman wet just by saying fly shit to her. You dig? Because women got to get in the mood before you bang them. You dig? So they get in the mood based on the attitude and the fly shit that you're coming at them with and the energy you have. So you got to keep your mouthpiece crisp. You feel me? Or you going to fuck around and let Z, who just called, get your lady. You dig? And she's using dildos, and she got a whole stable. You All right, bro. Thanks for the call, man.
I guess.
All right, bro. I cut my man off. Hey, y'all. That's been it on today's show. That's today's episode of Ism Radio. We've had a great time today. Chris, what you got going on today? What you got going on?
I'm
going
to go home and sleep.
Yes, indeed. And dream of white man.
No.
No.
I'm going to go out with Sarah again.
Oh, God. I'm going to go out. Make sure you guys watch Forensic Files to see if I'm on there.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to go out again.
You're not going to cunt block no more.
No, because I'm going to make sure I'm talking to a black dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
She ain't going to block.
Sure.
Yeah, she ain't going to block then.
I know for sure. She ain't going to be like.
I like them all. What do you mean? I like them all.
Now, what do you got? What you doing this week? Miss Sarah?
Me?
Yes.
I am working as usual, and I got some modeling gigs going on too.
Cool.
That's always what I do.
That was a beautiful thing. Family, y'all go to Izm Radio, IZMradio.com to listen to the show, the playback. And follow me on Tariq Live on YouTube. That's the YouTube page. Also, yo, I want to do, in addition to all these movies we're doing, I want to put together a webisode, a comedy webisode. Hmm. And I need some ideas, family, from the family out there. What would be a good idea, a good concept for a comedy webisode where we do like 10-minute episodes every week and put it on YouTube? What would be a good idea? Because I want to get a lot of black actors and all that in the game, and I want to create a platform and a vehicle for them. So y'all send me some emails, info@tariqelite.com, with your ideas. All right? And follow me on Twitter @TariqNasheed. Chris, what is your Instagram?
Kristin, KRISTIN _montage.
Yes. And what is your Morris page?
It's the same. Kristin Montage.
And Sarah, what is your Morris page?
My Morris page is Sarah Nicole.
Yes, and my Morris page is @TariqNasheed. So y'all go to Morris, follow us on Instagram @TariqElite, and I'm going to holler.